man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Here we are. And not quite back in the woods, but we're pretty far out there in North Dakota. Say, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to, boy, haven't done this housekeeping for a while. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. This is our three-hour extravaganza, kind of a surprise show on Easter Sunday. And hope you're having a great Easter. Don't let this show or my voice keep you from your family and your great dinner there. I'm going back to my Easter dinner here in 1 hour. And I hope there's some ham left. And I know there will be. Grandma makes a big ham. And we will. But it's fun doing a show with you here. And we've had some great callers. We've got Gringo right now in Arizona. Gringo, I'm sorry to. And I want to, Gringo, when we finish with you, we're going to go to the lady who's been waiting so long, Mitzi in Florida. I hope she's still there. And we'll go to Mitzi, and then we might have a chance for Wes in Idaho or Charlie in Los Angeles. But, Gringo, give me some more that's on your mind.
Okay, very good. I got a bunch of people waiting. I'm going to try to run through a couple of ideas. You opened up the show talking about what our place is. I'll make the analogy that the town is on fire and we're in a bucket brigade. And when somebody's passing you the bucket, whether it's to the left or the right of us, and they're passing it to you, it really doesn't matter what their political beliefs are, what their color is. The idea is to put the fire out. And we can sit here and sort some of these things out later. But when we bog down into, well, I don't want to take the bucket from that person because I don't agree with this or agree with that, we can sort these things out later. So that's kind of that deal. The Happy Easter, by the way, I'd like to say
thank
that.
Thank you.
You had mentioned about the Oath Keepers and Sheriff Richard Mack over there in Berkeley. One of the groups of the people that always seem to get out, because people always want to talk about it, is the police and the military, but also firefighters are welcome to Oath Keepers because they also swear an oath to the Constitution.
I forgot. I left them out. Yes.
Yes, the next deal is about Sheriff Richard Mack. We have good news here in Arizona. The sheriff of Pinal County, and that's just south of the Phoenix area. It's kind of a big county between Maricopa County and Phoenix and down by Tucson, is the new sheriff is Sheriff Mark Lamb, and he's also one of the disciples of Sheriff Richard Mack. So it's catching on here, which is very good. I've been in contact with him, and he's a square shooting guy. There's no doubt about that. Also, at the beginning of the show, you had mentioned about some of the people about Matt Drudge and Michael Savage pointing out that they were Jewish people and they're pretty much on our side. I'd like to add another person to that list. He's passed away, but his name was Alfred Lilienthal, and he had written a book called The Zionist Connection and did a lot of damage to this whole idea. So I'd like to, in memory of Alfred Lilienthal, I think it's Lilienthal, alfredlilienthal.com. So he's got a website, the book Zionist Connection 2, quite a bit of hard-hitting information. And, you know, some of the concepts. Pardon?
Good. Go ahead. Good.
Okay. Okay, you know, I've got a little AM transistor radio here, and it doesn't receive very good, so it's kind of stuck on AM and one of the big stations in the Phoenix area. It picks up well, and it's a local station, so I keep it tuned to there because at the top and the bottom of the hour, they'll bring me the news. But here in Arizona, sometimes, you know, you're out during the day, and it starts to get warm. You come in the house, you want to get a drink of water. I turn on the radio to make sure that nobody's blown the world up or anything. And it also happens to be the same station that Hannity and Beck and Limbaugh are all on. So one of these days, and it was quite by accident, I guess God moves in mysterious ways, that one day I came in and that Hannity's show, but he was interviewing Glenn Beck. And they were talking about, you know, how they can get together and work together and we can resolve these issues and we need to work as a team, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this was maybe at least a year or so ago. And then it was a big question. Beck said something about, well, you know, how are we going to get to Hannity or to Limbaugh? And, you know, they were going back and forth. Well, I don't know him that good. I don't know him that good. And eventually Glenn Beck convinced him to have Sean Hannity get a hold of Limbaugh so they could all kind of, as you say, work on the same sheet of music. And about a week or two later, I come back in and I turn on the radio and here's Glenn Beck sitting in for Sean Hannity. And then about another week later, Joe Buck, the sidekick of Glenn Beck, he's sitting in for Rush Limbaugh. So, and you know, I understand they're similar, but what I'm saying is that they're not over here competing with each other. They realize the bigger goal, like the Bucket Brigade, that it doesn't matter who comes before you or who comes after you or who's got the bigger audience. The idea is to put the fire out, because if we sit here and argue about this stuff, the town is going to burn down. And to make an extension with that concept, that it's about uniting together. There's a lot of different stations. There's RBN, GCN, Liberty Tree Radio, the Micro Effect, and sometimes, and I don't know if the things have gone too far because the die has been cast. It's almost like crabs in a bucket. If you've ever been out on the beach, you get three or four crabs. One of them tries to climb up and get out of the bucket, and then the other crabs come over and grab the other one's leg and pull him back down in the deal. So it seems that whether it's an Alex Jones or a John Stadtmiller or a Mark Kornke, everybody's like these crabs in a bucket pulling the other one down and pointing fingers. And what would really be nice is that we, as a patriot movement, would actually cast aside our indifferences and our pointing of the fingers and actually try to work together. And also, the other deal is, it's easy, so to say, to call in to some of the RBNs and the GCNs and the Liberty Tree radios and the Micro Effects and get on. But what the really challenge is try to get on to the big talk show hosts like Michael Savage and Hannity and, oh, Laura Ingraham and Bill Cunningham and things like this, and try to get the word out of about that whole concept in there. And I don't know.
Well, now, too, you know, you're talking about the big shows, the really big shows, and there's some very good news there. I love now listening to Lou Dobbs. He is excellent. He's right on the Trump train. And very, very, showing very good judgment and sorting things out. He doesn't have a freak out with each, you know, up or down or, you know, latest story out of the controlled press. He's been a steady on the Trump train. Another one who's been great is Sean Hannity. He's been very good. So I'm very pleased with him. And it's a great sign that we've got. You know, I mean, look at the change for us folks as a movement from going to being like just really on the outside and in the cold to a guy who is, you know, has got it. You know, if you read Donald Trump's book, Crippled America, and you listen to his speeches, this man understands what we worry about and he understands our cause. He's read The Unnecessary War by Pat Buchanan, and he called Pat Buchanan for advice in his campaign. And now you've got on the national media, you know, instead of having a diet of Wolf Blitzer and who's that horrible guy? Horrible people like that. It's fun to listen to a Sean Hannity show now. And Lou Dobbs, this is patriot stuff we're hearing. This is a wonderful change. Go ahead, Gringo.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, but when the presidential campaign was getting going and Dr. Ben Carson was there, he had said something. He had made also an analogy that we're on a boat, we're headed towards Niagara Falls, the hull is covered in barnacles, and all we're going to do is sit here and argue about how we're going to get rid of the barnacles. And if we continue to argue, we're going to go over Niagara Falls. We need to turn the boat around and bring it to shore, and then we can sit here and discuss about how to get rid of the barnacles, because sitting here arguing amongst ourselves isn't going to solve anything, and the whole boat's going to go over and smash on the rocks before. So it's just a different concept or an ideology. You know, without going too far into it, it's a type and a method of warfare. It's called insurgency. And the couple of big components is that it's the political subversives and the guerrillas. A good example would be the beginning, or before hostilities broke out, of the American Revolution. Now, necessarily, technically speaking, an insurgency is neither a revolution or a civil war, but if it's carried out properly, it can ignite either. But also, if the political subversives are good at what they do, it usually doesn't go as far as armed conflict. Because basically what it is in an insurgency, that the government and the insurgents are competing. Because in an insurgency, the strategic terrain is the population. So with that being said as a foundation, to take a step back and look at the bigger picture, because a roundabout way, President Donald Trump has fought an effective insurgency because he seized the reins of power without even firing a shot.
Exactly. And what he won, you've really made the point there, Gringo. What Donald Trump won, what did he win? He won the minds of our people. Enough of them. Not all of them, of course. That's why they were rioting in Berkeley. But he won enough minds to win the big prize, which is the presidency. And the point that I'm making about our white family is that, we're now down to the point where what are we? You know, we're heading towards being only a tenth of the world's population. You know, China with 1.3 billion. Whoa, that's a lot. India, 1.3 billion, growing even faster than China. Whoa. Africa's headed for 3 billion in the near future, 3 billion in Africa alone in our lifetimes. So and we, meanwhile, we're doing what Paul Ehrlich advised us to do as a liberal left winger back in the 60s with the population bomb. We're maintaining a steady population. We're not exploding. We're not growing. So we're headed towards only being a 10% of the world's population, as the American Freedom Party ad that you hear on this show explains. And so we've got to, now your theme, Gringo, we have to come together as a family. We have to start acting like a family and realizing that our lives depend upon each other. And that we, go ahead, Gringo.
No, I was going to say correct. And, you know, I was listening. I did not get to actually hear Friday's show live, but I've heard parts and pieces of it today. And, you know, once again, you know, it's that favorite subject about the Jews. And then the question was, is there things that you can say on your radio and can't say? And if, you know, and I'm not making any apologies to any of this stuff, but I'm just trying to make an analogy. Say, for instance, when we were young and we went to the first grade, and all of a sudden the teacher starts the first day of the first grade and says, this year we're going to learn to do our ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. And we spent all that time in the first grade. So we graduated from the first grade, we got to the second grade, and on the first day of class, the teacher says, well, we're going to talk about the ABCs and the 1, 2, 3s. And it, you know, pretty soon after you get up to the fifth and the sixth grade, and this is all you're learning of about this certain issue of the ABCs and the 1, 2, 3s, you start putting your forehead in the palm of your hand and shaking your head no, going, you know, do we have to hear this all over again? And now pretty soon we're in the 12th grade and we start the first day of class, and the teacher says we're going to sit here and talk about the ABCs and the 1, 2, 3s, or in this case, we're going to talk about the Jews. And, you know, I for a long time I've been in this for a long time. Just because I'm a new caller doesn't mean I came down with the last drop of rain. But to tell you the truth, honestly, I'm not making an apologies for it, but you know what? I get it. I understand. What else is after the ABCs and the 1-2-3s? You know, it's kind of,
Grego, here's the way I put it. The way I say it is Johnny One Note. A lot of times, you know, this happens when you're living in the outside, you're living in the cold, you're down, you know, you've been down so long, you don't know which way is up. There's a frustrated feeling, and this happens to great people, my friends, you know, I'm sure it's happened at some point to me. You start sounding like Johnny One Note in your frustration, your anxiety that they're not listening to me. And so you start repeating and pounding on your point and not realizing, just as you say, Gringo, though, they do get it. They do get it. So right. It's not like a secret. It's not a secret, folks, that the amount of Jewish power in America over the media and academia and government is excessive. It's too much. And this is not something that's a secret. And so you don't need to say it 1,000 times. You don't need to say it in every sentence and every paragraph. folks know this. And the solution is not a horrible or a harsh solution or something. Everybody deserves to have their own press, their own schools, their own government. Every people should be self-governing, including Jews. Jews should have their own nation, their own government, their own press, the things that they can read in their own language and in their own vernacular and, you know, with their own style. And everybody should have that right. And any group or people that has the chutzpah to think that they should write the news for you or that for instance, Jewish contribution in political campaigns in America is 50%. 50% of the money coming into play. Now, that's called being bought off. That's wrong. That is absolutely wrong. Less than 2% of the population contributes 50% of the money going into Washington, into politicians' pockets. That's called being bought and paid for. That's wrong. Shouldn't be that way. We, white America, we should buy off our own politicians. We should send the money into our politicians so that they're listening. You know, they say money, you know, talks, BS walks. So our money should be talking, not somebody else's money. And we should write the editorials in the New York Times. And the professors at our universities who educate our children should have names like, you know, Shaughnessy and McDonald and Thompson.
Also.
Yeah, well, yeah, good Scottish, English, German, you know, French names. We should educate ourselves. We should not send our kids in to be educated by some other people. But this is true for all peoples. And the idea of, you know, just to fill in the blank, any people, the Jews come in for special consideration here. Jewish power comes in for special consideration because, well, they glommed onto way too much power in the media, in academia, and in government. And you could add a fourth category if you want, finance. Just way, way too much influence and way too many numbers. And the correction for that is, well, let's just even it out. You know, let's make our schools and our, you know, everything represent. I believe in self-determination. It's an easy solution. It applies to everybody, and everybody should be happy in such a world. But go ahead, Gringo. You know what we ought to do? I apologize. We've been keeping Mitzi waiting forever, and okay. So I love what you just said. I mean, there's been some wonderful statements from the heart by callers today. I've learned a lot about you, Gringo, in what you just said, and what a great audience we have. Mitzi, if you're still there, we're going to come to you right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
There it is, folks. Someone bright enough to see.
What I hate.
If only Merle Haggard could be here now. Maybe he is. Maybe he's looking down on us this Easter. Because much of his dream came true after he died in April of 2016. And that with the election of Donald Trump, a people's president, and Merle Haggard was a people's poet as a musician. The there's one final piece here. Oh, and I want to put this in. Tell me that Mitzi, you're still with us. Are you here, Mitzi? Is Mitzi with us still? Come in, Mitzi.
Yes, Jim. James. Okay. Happy Easter. Oh, great show.
Well, thank you. I hope I didn't goof up your Easter supper.
Oh, no, sir. We're meeting later this evening. Great callers, too. I really do love William in Montana. He is certainly a scholar, and it's just so great to hear, you know, what he's what he brings to us from reading, you know, the Russian literature and newspapers. I mean, I think he's just a great caller. So many of the other callers are, too. It's really a great show. I just wanted to mention, though, there's been a lot of discussion about, you know, groups and so forth in our society. And I do think we have to keep in mind that the truth will make us free. And that's John 8, verse 32. And that means that ignorance of truth will leave us enslaved to falsehood. And our protection against ignorance is knowledge of the truth. And while, you know, we know who, you know, who's very powerful in the United States, and having been a born-bred native New Yorker and having gone to college with, you know, the city universities with populations that were 99% Jewish, I loved going to school with Jewish kids because they really were.
Mitzi, were you born in New York City?
Yes, yes. And I went to college there, and my college, it was 99% Jewish. I was the, you know, one of the Gentiles at that school.
Well, you know what?
And I loved a Gentile at the school.
Yeah, you know, we're fellow New Yorkers. My mom and dad were Nebraskans from right out of the University of Nebraska in Lincoln, and that's where my roots are. But my dad was a graduate student in design at Pratt Institute in 1948. And somehow I'm sure I was an accident. I was their first child born while they were. And my mom was she'd graduated in journalism at Lincoln, and she was working at Harper's Bazaar and Cosmopolitan as a, you know, a freshman journalist writer, you know, a kid. But so I was born there at Flower Fifth Avenue Hospital in New York City. But go ahead. You're a fellow New Yorker.
Yes. Well, I mean, I went to college with, you know, a lot of Jewish kids. My college was 99% Jewish. And they were really, really smart. I mean, really, really smart. I loved being around them because of their, you know, their intellect. And, you know, there's a very controversial book, and it was discussed on Fox News last week, called the bell curve, and intelligence, and you know, it linked intelligence to class and race in modern society, and what public policy can do to mitigate socioeconomic differences in IQ, birth rate, crime, fertility, welfare, and poverty. And one of the things he says in that book is that Jews have the highest IQs, and then next Asians, and next Caucasians, and then African-Americans.
Very interesting stuff. We're going to talk about it right after the break, Mitzi.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago, and here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. If I don't want no handout living and don't want to part of anything they're giving, I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing.
The American Freedom Party Report, our final half hour together. Mitzi, I apologize for keeping you waiting so long. What's it like waiting that long? Do you get...
I can listen on the phone, so it's okay. I'm listening to the show, so it's, you know, it's interesting. Right. I'm just listening along.
I think,
though, you know, as we have these discussions, it really is important to know, you know, who our adversaries are. And not everybody in a group is an adversary, but it is very important to understand that some groups really work hard to preserve their culture, their heritage, and their agendas. And I learned that from, you know, going to school with these people. Their values were very different from the Christian values that I had. And I just want to bring this to your attention that on, you know, the RBN website, there's a one of the, you know, those scrolling articles that says, "Wanna see why Trump is bombing Syria and Afghanistan?" Trump during the Syrian attack, 2017, April 7th. And has a photo of all of the people that were in that conference room, and I recognize Bannon's there, and Rex Tillerson, and Priebus, and Donald Trump, and Jared Kushner's there. And I don't know everyone there. I don't know all of them, but every single one of them, this is an RBN, has a six-pointed star that's red. We all know what that's a symbol of. And then also on the same page, it says, how Trump went from zero to hero for the pro-war establishment. So we really do need to recognize that Trump, you know, I love Trump. I love a lot of the things he's done. I really like Gorsuch, and I love attorneys, generals, Jeff Sessions, and what he's doing. But I am also concerned about Trump's foreign policy being hijacked. And on the American Free Press, March 27th, April 3rd, there's an article by Patrick Bennett. What happened to the foreign policy that Americans voted for on November 8th? To include peace with Russia, an end to the U.S. wars in the Middle East, and having rich allies pay for the cost of their own defense. And I know there's reasons that Trump is doing it. He is a genius, but he does have, you know, and I understand he's a New Yorker, and he's had the same experience. It's probably, it could be another Jerusalem, I'm trying to think, the other cities in Israel. There's a big Jewish population, and they're very smart.
Mitzi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, you raise a very good point there, and I just want to address it before you probably got another good one coming up. I don't want to let this one go by. The remember, this is a trick that our enemies in the press do over and over, and we you know, it's just a caution to not fall for it. They create news. That's the fake news idea. It's such a profound idea that Donald Trump brought into our world. We didn't call stuff fake news before Donald Trump. He created this concept of fake news. Fake news, one of the aspects of fake news is they will pretend something is true that is not necessarily true. And then you and I and all the rest of the millions, we read this from this controlled press, and it affects our thinking. Whether we know it or not, it's impossible to read something that's in a newspaper or a magazine or on your TV screen and not be affected by it. It goes right into your brain. And the I don't think Donald Trump has been hijacked. I don't think he's gone from zero to hero. He's not a hero to the left. He's not a hero to those people in Berserkly who are throwing, you know, firecrackers and bricks. He's not gone from zero to hero from them at all. He's still zero. He's still zero for them. And he's still the same man who believes that a nation without borders is not a nation. He's not launching wars. Now, let's just kind of look in detail at the things he's done, that are they're very specific. In the case of Syria, the Tomahawk missiles were a specific response. And we still need to know whether he was right or wrong on that. And if he was wrong, it's the fault of his intelligence. His intelligence agencies assured him that Assad gassed his own people. Now, if he didn't, the blame is on the intelligence agencies. Donald Trump, if that comes out to be the case, Donald Trump will fire those people. So that's one. The next military thing, dropping the Moab in Afghanistan. That's one bomb, one single bomb dropped on a cave in the middle of nowhere. Who knows whether anybody was even in there? But if they were in there, they were surely bad guys in a cave in Afghanistan, and they're dead. All right. Big deal. Okay. Then the third item is North Korea. Has Donald Trump done anything that's, you know, especially warlike or falls into the category of the war party in North Korea? No, he hasn't. Here are his choices. You have a crazy man, a madman with, capable missiles and nuclear weapons. He's got the combination, and he can launch them in multiple quantities He can hit Tokyo in 5 minutes. He can hit Seoul in 5 seconds. So the, you know, or 1 minute. So the Donald Trump has to act. Now, Barack Obama did not act. He sucked his thumb and twiddled away the time. That's not an appropriate response here. That's not that response of doing nothing is not the peace thing to do. So Donald Trump has to do something vis-a-vis North Korea. Now, he's done very effective things. He met with President Xi Jinping, and very effectively, he got Xi Jinping to not send a delegate, a high-level delegate, to the big birthday party they had this weekend for Kim Il-sung, his 105th birthday. No big Chinese envoy. That was Donald Trump's work. The Chinese turned away some Korean shipping. Donald Trump's work. The Chinese are telling the Koreans to back off. That's Donald Trump's work. Did a great job with the Chinese in negotiating with the Chinese leader directly right there at Mar-a-Lago. He sent the Carl Vinson and a lot of really powerful warships up. Instead of sending them to Australia as commander-in-chief, his responsibility falls on no one else. He's got to make a call. Am I going to send the Carl Vinson to Australia so that, you know, the sailors can have great leave time in Adelaide or something? Or am I going to send the Carl Vinson to Korea where it belongs so that if this clown launches nuclear missiles again, I'll shoot him down? Now, by the way, the missile that exploded yesterday, probably the speculation in the press is that we, through our technical means of, jamming devices and electronics, we probably caused that thing to blow up right on the launch pad. And well done. Well done, Donald Trump. He hasn't started any wars. Now, the other side wants him to start wars. They want him to become another George Bush. And so they're telling you that he has become another George Bush. He hasn't. And the fact that Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, is in a room there, what's he supposed to do with his son-in-law? And he's, his kids have married, he's got some real Jewish connections there in the marriages of his kids. Well, you know, I mean, it's tough being a dad. So that doesn't mean, you know, that was true back on the first day that he launched his campaign. There's nothing new there. No new news. And he has, on the other hand, he has all kinds of the greatest patriot people that have been with him all the way, like Jeff Sessions. They're still there, and they're accomplishing great things. So, and remember, he's still not even at his 100th day into his presidency. So the other side wants us to get discouraged. It wants us to abandon our man. It wants us to start grumbling among ourselves. I don't think that's the right response. I don't see that at all. He's accomplishing great things on a daily basis. And he is not betraying any of his promises.
James, I'm happy with Trump. I mean, I thank God every day that Hillary's not my president. I am very grateful to Jeff Sessions, what he's doing for the, you know, with the immigration, which I think is a real problem. I'm happy about the Supreme Court nominee. I'm thrilled about those things. I think they're great. To me, it's also not an accident that he has surrounded himself with a lot of Jews. I mentioned earlier, they're very brilliant people. They are. I went to school with them. They become doctors, and I'll tell you, and lawyers, and they're very, very smart. Well, however, some of them do have ideologies that really are not in the best interest of the United States.
Oh, yes, they're a separate
search of the truth, and we have to be a little cautious. And I loved Ronald Reagan, but I think his presidency was hijacked by the New World Order VP George Bush. And I think Richard Nixon was a great president, but I think his presidency was hijacked by Henry Kissinger. So just being as old as I am, a little cautious about Donald Trump. And it's a huge job. And so I'm asking everybody to pray for him, that he has discernment, that he has he can make good judgments, that he surrounds himself with the right people. I even wrote into his website that he needs to vet the people who are working closest to him. And I bring up Jared Kushner because he was a Democrat. He donated to Hillary Clinton, and he's even gotten money from Soros. So I am a little alarmed about Jared Kushner having his ear.
Yes, yes.
And I'm even worried about his daughter, Ivanka Trump.
Well, yeah, we didn't vote for Jared Kushner. Donald Trump, you know, think of the things that he has to deal with. He is a genius. His ideas are wonderful. And he is the president. Jared Kushner isn't the president. There's a great map. There's a current article that shows a map of the West Wing, where the Oval Office is. And in it, it shows where Reince Priebus, 1, 2, 3 in a row are the offices of Reince Priebus, Stephen Bannon, and Jared Kushner. And then there's Hope Hicks has an office there. And then on the floor above, I think, is Stephen Miller, who's a good guy. He's Jewish, but he's very patriotic, and his all his political views are very good. It sort of shows how it's laid out there. Donald Trump has to deal with a Senate that has Lindsey Graham and John McCain in it. He has to deal with a House that has the same sort of people. He's got to get legislation passed. He's going to have an answer to Obamacare. He found out it was not as easy as he thought it would be, a tougher hill to climb. He's got to get our tax system straightened out. That's going to be a tough hill to climb. And he's got to navigate. Remember, the Republican Party that he has right now in the House and the Senate is the same one that through 8 years of the Obama administration was a complete loser. You know, they could have voted down Obamacare. They had a majority. They voted for Obamacare. And, you know, all the other things Obama did. So not for all of the 8 years, but for some of it, the Republican House and Senate were pathetic. And Donald Trump has to deal with those two bodies. He's got to shape them up. So that's an enormous task that's on his plate. And but go ahead, Mitzi. I'm sorry. I'm talking too much.
No, you're doing great. I think your follow-up is excellent. You know, I love your show, and I love RBN. And, you know, what I just read to you, though, is on RBN, want to see why Trump is bombing Syria and Afghanistan, and that's where the photo is. And the other article, who's hijacking Trump's foreign policy, and that one says Senator John McCain is pushing NATO expansion, confrontation with Russia.
Want it, yeah.
Korea
they want
Iran.
To hide it. Yeah, they want to
right.
hijack it. They want to hijack
right.
it. Now, Donald Trump, exactly. But Pat Buchanan is writing his columns, and Ann Coulter and Laura Ingraham and all the patriots. Michael Savage is tearing his hair out on his radio show, and Mike Rivero. And Donald Trump, this is what's new. Donald Trump listens to these patriots. He is a patriot himself. He says the same things, has said them, has written them. He stands for the same ideas. We never had a president who said a country without borders is not a country. Even Ronald Reagan didn't say that. None of these previous people. So we've got a guy who, and that's what we're doing here. Who knows who's listening to this show right now? And who knows what influence we have in our circle? This is how the 8 years coming up will be. The other side is going to fight right now in Hungary. Viktor Orban, they have a patriot president, the head of Hungary, Viktor Orban. George Soros is pushing back against and fighting. He had 70,000 people in the street today in Budapest protesting the patriot measures of Viktor Orban. They just had a poll in Hungary where 70% of the Hungarian people said they support their president, Viktor Orban, who is trying to stop George Soros's infiltration of Hungary with his money. And and Viktor Orban, great friend of Vladimir Putin. So they're experiencing the same thing there in Hungary. They had 70,000 anti-Orban people in the streets, shouting down with Orban, just like the Berserkleites, down with Trump. And we'll be having, much more of that because this is a cage match. This is a fight for all the marbles. That's why I said this is more important than the American Revolution. If the other side wins in this fight where Trump is our leader, we're in deep trouble. And this, let me put the final piece in the puzzle here of today's show. And that is this, when we talk about what is our place in this movement and so on. If you, the important thing in terms of race, Jews, other races, our future, our people, if you lose demographic control in your country, you lose political control. And in our final segment here, we have one more segment, Mitzi, and we'll talk about what that means in our final segment here on Easter. See you in a minute, folks.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We're back, folks. Final segment in our big Sunday extravaganza. Mitzi's with us. And we're going to, I'm only going to have time to take one more call, and that's going to be, we'll just, I'll just be able to give 1 minute to Ed in Utah. My apologies to Ramsey, in Canada, Wes in Idaho, and Charlie in Los Angeles. Didn't get to you. My fault. Mitzi, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, James. Great show. And demographics is everything. And I'll leave you with
yes.
that.
All right. Thanks. And I'm going to talk about it. You can listen to what I'm going to say here. Folks, just a final point in the show before we get that little bit there with Ed in Utah is that the point I was making at the beginning of the show, and now I'll wrap it up with this, is that we got ourselves into this mess. As a white family, we got ourselves into this mess through the fault of our generosity of spirit and of wealth. We are a sharing a people that is a very altruistic people genetically. Dr. Kevin McDonald, the professor of psychology, retired. He has studied this in detail. We are so generous. We give away our own lands. And the Jewish influence in this, very bad. And Dr. McDonald's been the world's best documenter of that fact. But just to illustrate the point that we did this to ourselves primarily, I want to use some examples here. I'm looking at the Jewish populations of various countries. You know what the Jewish population of Sweden is? Sweden's in deep water, folks. They're way into the tank in having let themselves be invaded by Arabs, Muslims, blacks, Africans. It's horrible in Sweden. How many Jews are in Sweden? I forgot the population. It's about 10 million in Sweden. Jews, 15,000. Let me check the chart here. Yes, 15,000. One in 648 Swedes is Jewish. Jews are not in control of Sweden. I'll give you another example. Hungary, Viktor Orban there, he's defending his country. Jewish population is 47,000. Germany, down the drain, 65 million people, and they're letting in millions of non-whites, destroying their own country. How many Jews in Germany? 99,000. One in 686. So I'm making the point here that we have done this to ourselves, and these two countries, Sweden and Germany, illustrate the point very well. And we've got to wake up. The answer is we've got to wake up as white people and come to our senses and defend our nations, defend our people, realize the dire straits that we're in, and do what's necessary to maintain. We have to maintain political control of our countries, which can only happen if we maintain our numbers. If we become minorities in our own countries, we will not be treated well. That will never turn out well for us. It will turn out the way it is for our South African cousins. A hell, a living hell, if we become a minority in our own nations, at the mercy of other peoples. All right, we got a few seconds here to go to. Who did I promise the last call to in Utah? Ed. Ed, are you there?
Yeah, James?
Yeah, Ed, I apologize. Yes, Ed, hello? I've only left you. Okay, all we got was hello from Ed. Ed, you've got a rain check, as does everyone else who missed out. Happy Easter, everybody. See you again tomorrow night, 9 to 10 Eastern time, right here.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.